If you're talking about it,
are you for the criminals or are you for the law-abiding Americans? That's a simple question.
We're talking about it.
If they'll just do what they were voted in to do.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho. 670 KBOI.
Top of the morning. Happy July. July 1st. Underway. First day of the month, July 4th, the 4th of July holiday coming up on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
You can fire up the barbecue and set off the fireworks, Chris. Oh, it's, by the way, it's an open phones Friday.
True.
Whatever you want to talk about today, give us a call, 336-3700. That's 336-3700. 1-800-529-KBOI. That's for our listeners in Brooklyn. 1-800-529-5264, #670 on Verizon Wireless. So you can fire up the barbecue, set off the fireworks. As the 4th of July weekend approaches, do you know enough about the U.S. to become a citizen?
Uh-oh. Maybe, maybe not.
A U.S. citizen test has been sent out. A new survey by Ipsos Public Affairs.
Uh-huh.
Tested more than 2,000 respondents on some of the questions included in the exam immigrants must pass as part of the process of gaining citizenship.
Okay.
More than 9 in 10 of those polled aced the question of the day correctly, identifying the date of the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, okay. July 4th, 19, or 8, excuse me. Whoa! 1776. I can't get the century correct, but I can get all the rest
of it. The date, yeah. 90% or more knew that the Supreme Court is the highest court in the land,
mm-hmm.
and that the presidential election is held in November, and that the flag has 13 stripes to represent the original 13 colonies.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Close behind, more than 8 in 10 correctly chose the Constitution as the supreme law of the land.
Okay, that seems fairly easy.
Yep. The Star-Spangled Banner is the national anthem, and the Atlantic is the ocean along the East Coast. Now, what does that have to do with citizenship?
You know where in the world the United States is, I guess.
Another 1 in 10 misidentified it as the Pacific.
Okay. What else?
Those are the easy questions.
Okay, give me the hard ones.
All right. About two-thirds picked Paul Ryan as the current Speaker of the House.
Correct.
And okay. The president during the Great Depression and World War II.
Roosevelt.
Correct.
FDR.
Only a bit more than a third, 36%, knew that Benjamin Franklin is famous to this day as a U.S. diplomat.
Oh, yeah, because he went and spent a lot of time in France.
Right. Nearly as many, 27%, identified him as the writer of the Federalist Papers.
Except he wasn't.
He wasn't.
No, that was, if you go to see Hamilton.
Hamilton, Madison,
they'll tell you that was Hamilton and Madison and...
John Jay.
John Jay, yes.
Yeah. Contrary to the popular opinion, Americans are not all about the Benjamins, says Chris Jackson, vice president of Ipsos.
We'd still like to have more of them.
Most respondents were unable to answer the role Ben Franklin played.
Yeah.
As a founding father.
Since he's on money, and the same with Alexander Hamilton.
Some people assume he's a president.
Yeah, they think, you know, oh, I just want a whole bunch of dead presidents, you know, like Franklin and Hamilton. No, neither of them was a president.
That's true. Presidents are on the one and the five. They're on the smaller denominations. No, isn't Salmon P. Chase or somebody on
the... Yeah, he used to be.
$100,000 bill.
There used to be 500s and thousands and a $5,000 bill and stuff. They don't have any of those anymore.
Which ones he on? Was he on?
They just do electronic transfers now, but they used to transfer money between banks using sometimes up to $100,000. I think that was Woodrow Wilson was on that one. Salmon P. Chase might have been on the 500.
Maybe. It's a little,
or the 1,000. I can't tell you. I've never actually seen any of the larger ones.
I saw a $100,000 one. Twin Falls Bank and Trust.
Oh, is that right?
They had $1 million. They had 10 $100,000 bills beneath some rather thick glass.
Hmm. And Woodrow Wilson, who had thick glasses as well.
Yeah. Ask a random selection of 5 of the 10 possible questions. 35% of those surveyed scored a perfect 5.
So that means 2/3 didn't.
Right. Which Ipsos graded as an A. 31% missed just 1, getting a B.
Uh-huh.
At the bottom of the class, 18% got a D for getting 3 right. 16% failed, answering 2 or fewer.
I wonder how many got none right.
I'm sure some.
Yeah.
Yeah. In terms of partisanship, Republicans outscored Democrats and independents. 40% of Republicans answered all 5 questions correctly, compared with 35% of independents and only 33% of Democrats.
Interesting.
Well,
a lot of your Democrats weren't born here. Didn't grow up knowing this stuff.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
They know how to work the system, though. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Well, you learn first things first.
Yeah. In the poll, 57% said correctly the Supreme Court has 9 justices, but the 18% who said the correct answer is 8.
Yeah, which it is right now.
Yeah, might have grounds despite being marked as wrong.
Exactly.
Until a replacement is found.
For Scalia, yeah, because when he died, there became 8.
Yep. And they're probably not going to replace him for a while.
Yeah.
Open phones Friday, KBOI News Time, 8:51.
Got some instant messages here. James of Boise wants to know, do they know who started that fire?
I think so.
He says, I sure hope they find them. They almost killed an entire family. I read
that's true. If the stepdaughter hadn't have been there, they would have burned to death.
And James goes on, I read that once the fire started, they ran away instead of trying to put out the fire. Based on the size of that fire, I may have done the same thing.
They tried to put it out, apparently, on the 911 calls. The guy on the 911 call says, there's some idiot setting off fireworks on top of Table Rock, and they've started a small fire.
Nope.
And by the end of the call, it was a big fire, and they were driving away.
Gary of Emmett says, Dear Chris and Paul, Thursday, Turner Classic Movies aired the 1950 hit Duchess of Idaho. The film featured a song immediately noted.
Hit is kind of a stretch there, Gear.
Well, yeah, it was
released.
It was an Esther Williams movie. They were kind of popular.
Yeah.
The film featured a song immediately notable to me, Choo 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 to Idaho. Have either of you heard it?
Yeah, I heard it this morning.
So I'm going to go with yes on that one. We have heard the song.
All right. Gary and Emmett is on the line. Gary, why would you send us that?
Well, it's just about my second favorite song now, of course.
Oh, it is not.
Yeah, my first is, of course, the classic Addicted to Spuds by Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Which refers to the fact I moved to Idaho just to watch them grow.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Any song with Idaho in it is a great song.
What was the Bing Crosby one? From the 40s.
You mean Sun? No, not
song.
Bing.
Yeah. No, not It Happened in Sun Valley. It was a... Oh, crap.
I'm pretty sure that wasn't the name, Paul.
It was about as good as the one we just played.
Was it just one called Idaho? Or You're the Gem State Wonder?
I don't know.
Okay, let's see.
Van Johnson was one of the singers.
Hang on.
You're the Gem State Wonder, Idaho. Tear the foe asunder, fill the cup.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, you know, Derbingle was from Seattle.
Yeah, he went to school at Gonzaga in Spokane. So,
he was familiar with Idaho, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
It was just fun to see that.
Give us some Idaho movies.
Ooh, I like that movie My Idaho a few years ago about the lady from California. Who drove out with her family. That was a great movie.
I did not like the movie My Own Private Idaho. And I didn't like the movie Twin Falls, Idaho, because it didn't have anything to do with Idaho or Twin Falls. Napoleon Dynamite.
Napoleon Dynamite was...
Preston, Idaho.
That might have been the most successful movie ever filmed in Idaho.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Well, I heard that song and I had to mention it.
I'm glad you brought it to our attention. I think.
Well, have a great weekend, a great 4th of July, and as we celebrate, even though it's not Memorial Day or Veterans, remember the veterans and those that are in the military right now are the reasons we can celebrate this 4th of July with freedom for all.
Absolutely. Thanks, Gar. Have a good day.
Does sound good. So, yeah, a little jukebox action.
Okay, let's quickly go to Jim in Boise. Jim.
Yeah, I think Bing Crosby did a song where Idaho is mentioned called the Faraway Places with a Strange-Sounding Name.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it has a cool line in there where Idaho is mentioned.
There's a duet he sings with Betty Grable or somebody about Idaho.
So that's my comment.
Well, yep. There's one record where he. Hang on.
Yeah, that's the one he's talking about.
Yeah, and there's. What was it? There was one record. I think you played it for me one time. Where he mentioned it was a live show, and he said something.
Celeste sent it to us.
He said something about the Boise Junior College National Champion football team, and what was it, 58?
Yep.
Is that when it was? Yeah.
Yep.
And I don't remember the name of the song, though.
We just had two callers call in. One said Bronco Billy as a movie for Idaho.
Oh, yeah.
It was.
That was filmed right here, yeah.
Also, Northwest Passage.
That's the one, Chris.
Oh,
no, it's not.
With Spencer Tracy, right?
Yeah. And then there was one they filmed up by Lewiston on those trestles up there. What did we figure that one was?
No.
I can't. It was a big bomb.
Was it Heaven's Gate?
Heaven's Gate.
Michael Cimino.
Heaven's Gate. Was a failure.
Yeah. Well, for one thing, they bought green paint to color the ground.
Yeah, that's the one.
That was a bit expensive.
Yeah.
If you're talking about it,
are you for the criminals or are you for the law-abiding Americans? That's a simple question.
We're talking about it.
If they'll just do what they were voted in to do.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho, 670 KBOI.
All right, we're back. Open phones Friday, but we're kind of concentrating.
At the moment
on movies filmed in Idaho. We do have a phone call, if I could bring it up here. John in Boise. John, good morning.
Okay, yeah, I have another Idaho-themed song.
Okay.
A quick story, which is that I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Okay.
Where there's always been speculation about California falling into the ocean because of the earthquakes. In 1969, there was a big top 40 hit. It was called just simply Day After Day. The band's name was Shango, S-H-A-N-G-O. It kept repeating the line, better tie up the boat in Idaho. And
I
always wondered since living here if that song was ever a hit up here as well because of that.
I remember that line. The Day After Day song I remember was...
Badfinger. Yeah,
yeah.
Same with me.
No, that's a different. That's a completely different song.
Yeah.
This is a completely different song.
I know.
It was in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Was it like a Calypso song?
It was a Calypso song, exactly.
I know the song you're talking about. Better tie up the boat in
Idaho. That's the one.
Yeah.
And I always wondered if that was ever a hit up here as well.
It was. Yeah.
Okay, you can pull it up on YouTube.
And who sings it again?
The band's name is Shango. It's
Shango.
S-H-A-N-G-O. That's it.
Yeah, I do remember that song.
Oh, you do? Okay, well, good. I wondered if anybody else did.
Yeah, just us, bud. Thanks, John.
Sure, thanks.
All right, that's for
I'm looking to see if I can find that.
Yeah, you can probably find it. All right, movies. Back to movies.
And now back to movies.
All right. This is one list.
Okay, yeah. Well, this is
12.
This is a list I found of
best movies shot in Idaho.
Oh, the 12. But you got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
Don't you have it?
Well, I don't have the 12 best movies shot in Idaho. I just have a list of all the movies they could think of that were shot in Idaho.
Okay, well, you probably have some I don't have, and I probably have some you don't. Dante's Peak.
Right, that was up north. And
filmed
that,
in Wallace, Pierce Brosnan,
right.
Linda Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
Bus Stop.
Yeah, Marilyn Monroe.
Filmed in Sun Valley, Ketchum, and various forests. Marilyn Monroe, Don Murray,
mm-hmm.
Arthur O'Connell. Heaven's Gate.
Yeah, Heaven's Gate was actually, I think, set in Wyoming, but it was filmed in different places.
Filmed in Wallace and down on the trestles.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 1980. That was not a big hit. Napoleon Dynamite.
In Preston, Idaho.
Preston and Franklin. Breakfast of Champions.
Yeah, that was set in Twin Falls. It wasn't. I mean, it was filmed in Twin Falls.
Right.
Was set in a different town. It was a Vonnegut novel.
Yeah.
But
Willis, Nick Nolte, Albert Finney.
It just didn't turn out to be, as far as I'm concerned, a stellar movie.
Yeah. Breakheart Pass.
Mm-hmm. Bronson, Charles Bronson.
1975. Ben Johnson, Richard Crenna. Bronco Billy, of course.
Yeah. But we knew people who were in that.
Yeah, Boise Meridian, Eagle Garden City, Nampa.
And also Shady Acres over off State Street.
Yeah. I remember that. Dark Horse. Filmed in Idaho, starring Ed Begley Jr. and Mimi Rogers.
Okay, I didn't even
I've actually seen that.
I didn't even have that one.
Yeah. Oh, finally, we got one that... All right, Northwest Passage, filmed in McCall, Sandpoint.
Spencer Tracy.
Yeah, Spencer Tracy, big hit. Magic Valley, filmed in Twin Falls, starring Scott Glenn, Kyle Gellner, and Allison Elliott.
Hmm.
I've seen that. Not great.
My sister used to work in a store in Twin Falls years ago, and she said Scott Glenn came in one time. And she said also Nick Nolte came in while they were filming Breakfast of Champions. But she said she didn't exactly know who Scott Glenn was. She just recognized him as somebody from movies.
Yeah. All right, Smoke Signals, filmed in DeSmet, Tensed, Worley, and Plummer up
that
north.
That was a story about Indians.
Yeah, on the Coeur d'Alene Indian Reservation. Starred Adam Beach, Evan Adams, and Irene Bedard.
Mm-hmm.
Town and Country, 2001, filmed in Sun Valley, starring Warren Beatty, Diane Keaton, and Natasha Kinski.
I have not seen that one.
2001, me neither. Those are my 12.
Okay. Here's a list that I found, and it's alphabetical order. Breakfast of Champions, Breakheart Pass, Bronco Billy, and Bus Stop. You mentioned all those.
Okay.
Come and Get It. I think you, did you say that or no?
Nope.
Dante's Peak, Duchess of Idaho, Ghost Dad, Heaven's Gate, Last Clear Chance, The Mooring, Moving, which was with Richard Pryor.
I remember that. What's his name? Drove his car up. Quarterback Hazen Choate.
Hazen Choate.
He was a double for.
He was about the same size as Richard Pryor.
Right.
Small for a quarterback, but good for Richard Pryor.
He was a stand-in.
And then, let's see, My Own Private Idaho, Napoleon Dynamite, Northwest Passage, Pale Rider, Ski Party, Sun Valley Serenade, Talent.
How could we forget Pale Rider?
Well, it doesn't mention Idaho in Pale Rider, I don't think. But,
no, but
you know,
it was filmed here.
Yeah, it was, by Clint Eastwood again.
Mm-hmm.
Talent for the Game, which was set, part of it was set in Genesee,
That's
Idaho.
That's the one I was trying to think of.
Uh-huh, with Edward James Olmos. And then Town and Country and Wild Wild West, apparently some of that was filmed here. The other list is movies set in Idaho, that at least part of it was in Idaho. 3,000 Miles to Graceland, Alpha and Omega, The Aviator. I saw that, and I don't remember any of it being... it's a 1985 film, The Aviator, not the one about Howard Hughes. Okay, never mind. Let's see, Georgia Rule.
The Aviator one, Chris, takes place in Boise. You remember the airport used to be at Boise State?
Mm-hmm, right.
And it's actually a pretty good movie about the old planes delivering mail, taking off from Boise and getting lost and stuff. It's called The Aviator. It's really good.
And then A Home of Our Own, which I think was a made-for-TV movie. Origins, I Will Fight No More Forever, Chief Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
Idaho Transfer, Impact, McFarland, USA. And then My Life with Caroline, The Other Side of Heaven, The River Wild, The Siege at Ruby Ridge. That was a TV movie.
Yeah.
And that had to be filmed in Idaho. Then State Legislature. Superman 2, when the aliens land, they land in Houston, Idaho, instead of Houston, Texas. 1,000 Pieces of Gold, The To-Do List, and Zorro's Black Whip.
Now, did you name River of No Return?
I did, I think.
Earlier,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, earlier on a different list.
Yeah, that was filmed on the Salmon River. Marilyn Monroe's in that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, so a bunch. Always. Remember that movie, Always?
With Richard Dreyfuss?
Richard Dreyfuss and what's her name?
Holly Hunter.
Holly Hunter?
Yeah.
That was shot at Deadwood Reservoir, apparently, part of it.
I didn't know. Well, it was about smoke jumpers.
Yeah.
And the funny part in there is they say in that movie, they talk about that you could never make a movie about smoke jumpers that people would want to go see. He says, what are we going to call it? Night Raid to Boise, Idaho?
Yeah.
Good line.
Sun Valley Serenade, filmed in March of 1941.
There we go.
Yeah. I'm still looking. Several Clint Eastwood films, Pale Rider, you mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
Ghost Dad, you mentioned that too,
I did, yeah, with Bill Cosby.
Shot at Lucky Peak Reservoir.
Did not know that.
Had another phone call, Rambo's First Blood.
Shot here?
Partially, at least? Or all of it? Well, First Blood was set in Oregon. Was it? But it was shot in Idaho?
Probably. Okay.
That's
part
just
of it.
What she said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cheap to shoot movies here. All right. Idaho theme movies, you got those?
Well, I don't have that. But.
Okay. We'll check out more movies, getting some phone calls here.
Uh-huh.
Movies about Idaho, shot in Idaho, starring people from Idaho. It's 9:15. All right, it's an open phones Friday, and we're kind of focusing in on movies shot in Idaho, movies about Idaho.
Gary got us hooked on that.
Starring people from Idaho. You name it, we've got it.
I searched for just titles that include Idaho, and I got My Own Private Idaho from 1991. The movie Idaho, I think Roy Rogers, you mentioned that.
1943.
Mm-hmm. There was a silent movie called Idaho from 1925. Idaho Transfer, which I mentioned earlier, was from 1973. There's a movie from this year. I don't know anything about it, but it's called Last Seen in Idaho.
Yeah.
And a lot of these could be like made-for-TV movies, and some of them on obscure cable channels.
Yeah.
Let's see, 1950, Duchess of Idaho. That was Esther Williams. Twin Falls, Idaho from 1999. There are a lot of TV episodes of different things called Idaho.
Yeah, we don't need those.
No, probably not.
Yeah. Many.
There's a TV movie from 2012 called Idaho the Movie, and The Idaho Kid from 1936, Song of Idaho from 1948.
There's a bunch of them around early 40s, late 30s.
Apparently in 2007, there was a movie called Fairfield, Idaho.
Hmm.
Couldn't have been a very long movie.
All right. We got all the phones lit.
All right.
Let's go to Rich of Boise. Rich.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, earlier this week, you guys reported on this story where Hillary Clinton wants to bring broadband access
to everybody.
To the rural areas of the United States that don't have access.
No, that's not what the story said.
Well, I looked up the story, and yes, it said affordable broadband access, and it was to a third of this country that doesn't have access. She wants to do just like how we did with mail in the early 1900s, rural free delivery, and how we did with power in like the 1930s. Idaho Power, they didn't want to take power. They didn't want to take power out to all these little farms and stuff, everybody. You know, they were on it to serve the city. And that's what is happening with this broadband. She wants broadband access.
Is it going to be then classified as a public utility?
Well, no, it's part of that telecommunications bill, the net neutrality or whatever that is, and a third of the country as far as land mass and about 10% of the population doesn't have access to high speed internet to this broadband, and so it's not giving people anything. The people will still have to pay for it, but it's just like when power came in. Idaho Power, they didn't make many bringing power to all those little farmhouses out around Twin Falls and Boise. You know, if they would have had it their way, they would have just brought it to the city. And that's kind of what that is. It's just to ensure that everybody has access.
Yeah.
It's not free broadband to like people who can't afford it. It's broadband access.
Well, and the reason
I looked that up, and in USA, and that even the USA, the story you read, if you read it, it's talking about broadband access. It's,
the reason that I mentioned public utilities is simply because, you know, as he was talking about Idaho Power, you know, originally just wanted to hit the cities because that was much cheaper than having to go out to small areas where you wouldn't have that many customers anyway.
Right.
And you'd have to lay the same amount of cables and things like that. But when they became a public utility and regulated by the Public Utilities Commission, then they had to do certain things in order to stay in business.
Right.
You know, and keep prices at a certain level, things like that. Yeah. And I'm wondering if broadband will end up having the same rules.
Being a public utility might be. Thanks for the call, Rich. Let's go to Rick in Boise. Rick.
Hey, Paul, Chris.
Hey, Rick.
Crazy Rick, you know the voice.
Yep.
Was it a hit up in Boise? Your call screener asked me to do this, so here goes. Day after day, more people come to L.A.
Yep.
Shh, don't you tell everybody, the whole place shaking away. Where can we go when there's no San Francisco?
Huh.
Don't you tell everybody to tie up the boats in Idaho. Do you know how to swim? You better learn quick, Jim. Those who don't know how to swim, better sing to him, everybody, day after, and so on.
Yeah, yep, that's the one.
Yep. Your call screener asked me to do it for you, so there
it
you
was,
go.
Good stuff, Rick.
According to this, it was a number 7 hit in Los Angeles in March of 1969.
We played it on KBOI.
That's how I learned it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Rick.
All right, bye.
Day after day, it's slipping away.
Yeah.
Good stuff. I don't have a copy of it, but you can find it on YouTube because it's on there.
All right, stay on the line. We're talking, it's an open phones Friday. We'll talk about whatever you want, but we're kind of keen in on movies with Idaho themes, Idaho people, and about Idaho. KBOI News Time, 9:26.
Remember, you are listening to Idaho Talks Live on 670 KBOI.
Top of the morning, KBOI News Time, 9:36, open phones Friday. Kind of talking movies, et cetera, with Idaho themes, Idaho people, et cetera. Let's go to David. David in Boise.
Well, good morning. I had two things.
Okay.
One is, and this has nothing to do with movies, but I wanted to respond to the St. Hilary spokesman who called in a few minutes ago and mentioned how Idaho Power is forced to do things. They were enthusiastic about getting power to everybody. And I have some knowledge of that because my father worked for Idaho Power for over 40 years. He was a district manager, and in the offices, they used to actively sell Westinghouse and General Electric appliances to help push that idea. They weren't trying to get out of anything. They were actively trying to get more people hooked up.
Okay.
So I do know that from firsthand experience. This weekend, there's an important event. First of all, in Nampa, a friend of mine, he's turning 80 years old on July 2nd.
Nice.
And on July 2nd in Boise, Paul J. Snyder turns something. We don't know which yet.
I'm not 80.
No, it's not 80.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thanks, David. I'm not 80, but I'm not far behind. We'll say that. Thanks for the call.
Let's see. Bill in Eagle says about the people selling the stolen gun who got a pistol whipping instead. Remember that story?
Yep.
I can only hope the original owner of the gun was the one doing the pistol whipping. I know it's vigilant behavior, but I can't think of a better time to give someone a good old-fashioned beatdown.
Vigilant or vigilante? Probably vigilant.
It says it's vigilant behavior. Well, either one, really. It could be vigilante.
Yeah.
There's no E at the end.
Let's go to Mike in Middleton. Mike.
Yeah, hi, good morning. Hey, you know that server that Hillary Clinton used for her own personal stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, now take the server, take the wiring, take a technician or two or three, a dozen, however many, take the electricity, and on and on and on. Who paid for it?
I suppose we did, right?
Yeah. Why am I paying things for her personal use when she's got billions that she could use?
Well, yeah, I mean...
That was set up when she was Secretary of State, right?
Yeah, you could look at it that way, but you pay for every appointed official stuff.
Yep, for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Anyway, take care.
Death and taxes.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay.
Well, yeah, exactly. And...
I think Mike's point being we really don't have a say what we spend our money on. All right,
go ahead.
Back to movies. These were partially set in Idaho or set entirely in Idaho.
Okay.
The rewards code is, by the way, Idaho. IDAHO, Idaho. Go to 670KBOI.com. Enter Idaho. Earn today's 5,000 rewards points. All right, movies. Smoke Signals.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, that's 1998. Zorro's Black Whip. Now, I wasn't aware of this.
Yeah, I mentioned it, but I didn't know anything about it, except that it's a Zorro movie.
1944.
Mm-hmm.
The owner of the town stagecoach line and a leading citizen is opposed to Idaho becoming a state. Stars George Lewis, Linda Schwing, and Lucien Littlefield.
And Zorro fixed that somehow?
I guess.
Nice
Idaho one. Transfer, we talked about that.
Yeah.
Duchess of Idaho, we talked about. Picture of Esther Williams, what's she wearing?
A bathing suit.
Yeah.
One piece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3,000 miles to Graceland, as you mentioned that.
Yeah,
Home of Our Own.
Home of Our Own, I think, was a made-for-TV movie. And
set in Idaho. I've seen it.
I'm thinking Kathy Bates was in. Yeah, okay. Kathy Bates.
Kathy Bates, Edward Furlong, Clarissa Lassig.
Oh,
she
okay.
drives a My Own Private Idaho, River Phoenix, My Life with Caroline.
Keanu Reeves in that, too.
Remember that? My Life with Caroline?
I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
1941, Richard Coleman, who was huge. He was huge at that time. Anna Lee, don't know her. Napoleon Dynamite, yeah. Georgia Rule. Did you see this?
Jane Fonda. I saw...
This is weird, man. Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan was in it. It's not one you'd want to watch with your mom.
You know what? I started to watch it with my daughter, and she goes, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I said, yeah.
I'm pretty sure I know which part she left on, too.
Exactly.
Okay.
1,000 Pieces of Gold. about 1880s China. The guy comes to the U.S. rather than getting married. State Legislature, which is a documentary. Yeah.
Okay.
Idaho, we talked about the Roy Rogers, 1943. Uh-huh. Twin Falls, Idaho, 1999.
Did not care for that movie.
No. Thunder Mountain, we talked about this. George O'Brien, Barbara Fritchie, 1935.
I don't think we mentioned that. Well, we've talked about the railroad, but of course it doesn't exist anymore either.
Right. Tattoo, A Love Story.
Didn't see that.
Yeah, it's about Idaho. Starring the great Megan Edwards.
Oh, no, I didn't see that one. I saw a movie called Tattoo, I don't know, about 1980. It seems like it was Bruce Dern and somebody.
Tattoo You.
Maude Adams, is that right?
No.
Okay.
Fall of 55. Did we talk about that?
No.
2006. In late 55 and 56, the citizens of Boise believed there was a menace in their midst, and you know what
it was. It's from the book Boys of Boise, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Finding Skye. Struggling Los Angeles actress returns to her family's ranch in Idaho. Emily Sandifer, Sergio Bernal, Courtney Lang.
Didn't.
2010.
Didn't know that one.
Two-Faced Woman.
Didn't know that one.
That's 1941 at a ski lodge. Big stars, Chris, Greta Garbo, Melvin Douglas, Constance Bennett, Roland Young. All big stars. Pontiac Moon. Remember this. Ted Danson was in it, Mary Steenburgen, absent-minded professor, course, father and son.
Of course, they're married now.
Take a symbolic trip through, I know. Guns of Jericho, boss of the local mafia, his name is Jericho, Jeremy Chase.
Do we have a local mafia?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The head of it is Mr. Jericho.
Oh, okay.
At Lionhead, that's a documentary.
All right.
Take a Chance. 2006.
I don't remember that
Two
either.
Two brothers from Texas come to Idaho. Hot Dog the Movie.
Hot Dog the Movie, I remember.
Yeah.
Not every movie that comes out, you know, makes
money.
Like, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah. Other Side of Heaven.
Oh, somebody wants me to look up Nell Shipman.
Oh, yeah. Nell Shipman. She was from Coeur d'Alene, I think.
Silent movie star.
Huge silent movie star. I think she was from Coeur d'Alene. Yeah, John Groberg, Other Side of Heaven. Pizza Man versus the Dude, Bronco Billy, Life or Meth. That's good.
Let's see.
There's so many of them here. Across the Wide Missouri, that was a big one. Clark Gable, Ricardo Maltelbaum, John Hodiak.
Well put. Let's see. Nell Shipman married Ernest Shipman.
Yeah, I think she was from Coeur d'Alene, was a big movie star.
that I'm looking for mentions of Idaho here.
She lived in Idaho.
She lived in Canada, too, and also Washington, but, you know, those are both right next to Idaho.
Yep. Okay, I'm done. I the rest of these movies, I've never heard of.
Okay. Oh, Neil Shipman.
Yeah. Big star.
Yeah. And let's see, who else was from around here? Ronnie Blakely.
Yep. She was from Caldwell.
She was in the movie Nashville.
Yep.
And
she had a brief career, didn't she? Made like three movies, and that was that.
Yeah, I mean, Nashville was a big deal, but...
Yeah, she always looked like she was about to fall
asleep.
Well,
and she was in Nightmare on Elm Street, wasn't she?
Don't know. Mm. Maybe. I don't know.
I think she got killed by Freddy Krueger in that.
Oh, was she one of the slashies?
No, she wasn't one of the kids. She was one of the mothers, I think.
KBOA News Time, 9:45. All right, we're back on an open phones Friday.
Paul, yeah, Lion
and Chris.
Lionhead Lodge you talked about is in Priest Lake.
Yeah.
And Nell Shipman at one point, I've been reading about her. Nell Shipman at one point, she had kind of a menagerie or a zoo, and she transported the whole thing to Priest Lake to film a movie.
Yep. Here's a news note. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says she will accept the decision of career prosecutors, investigators, and FBI Director James Comey on whether to bring criminal charges in the ongoing investigation of Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server while Secretary of State. Lynch will discuss the decision later today at a public appearance in Aspen, Colorado. The announcement comes as the Attorney General faces a growing storm of criticism related to an awkward encounter with former President Bill Clinton after the two crossed paths earlier this week at Sky Harbor Airport
in Phoenix,
Arizona. Lynch was arriving in the city in advance of a community policing event as Clinton was departing when the former president relayed through a security detail he would like to say hi. Apparently did more than say hi.
And he said he wanted to get together with her and catch up on their grandchildren. And the whole rest of the world thinks that he went to tell her that good things would not happen if Hillary gets indicted.
Yeah, but she said she's going to leave it in the hands of the prosecutor.
We don't have a tape recording, so we don't know for sure.
No.
H.G. McCall says, what if the Declaration of Independence had been signed in December or January? No problem with fires from fireworks. If Christmas and Thanksgiving were celebrated in summer, no travel problems due to weather. Oh, well, hindsight's 2020. I like that.
Yeah. Bad timing on our part, eh?
Helena McCall says the river of no return, Salmon River, to Council City. Okay. J.D. Blackfoot says Dante's Peak was filmed in Wallace, Idaho for the town exterior scenes. And what's funny is you see Wallace and then you see up above there is this huge mountain that's going to be blown. And that was all computer graphics. There was no actual big mountain right there.
Yeah. Other stars from Idaho, Tisha Sterling? What was Sterling's name? The blonde.
I'm not sure.
Was in The High and Mighty.
I can't think of it.
Anyway, and Veronica Lake, also from Idaho, apparently. Who had hair over one of her eyes.
Was it Lana Turner that was from here, too? Somewhere up north?
Yeah.
Okay. Terry says Breakheart Pass. Yeah, we mentioned Breakheart Pass. Bill of Boise says... good morning, guys. Just a couple more Idaho movies. Sun Valley Serenade, 1941, with Sonya Heaney, John Payne, Milton Berle, and the Glenn Miller Orchestra.
It happened.
And that's one of the best. That's one of the best films featuring the Glenn Miller Orchestra.
Yep.
And Pale Rider, Clint Eastwood, filmed in Sun Valley, supposed to be California Gold Rush. And then Richard Pryor's Moving in 1988, set in Boise. Yeah, he was moving to Boise.
He was moved to Boise.
And see, Terry says, Jimmy Buffett, where are you going to go when the volcano blows? I don't know if Idaho is mentioned in there. There might be some versions of it because
same song, Chris.
At the end of Volcano, he talks about like different places he doesn't want to go, and there might be a version where he mentions Idaho, but I haven't heard it.
It's almost the same exact song.
I defer to Terry, though. I know he knows music. Bob Boyce, he says, I think there was a scene in Natural Born Killers that was shot on the Perrine Bridge in Twin Falls. Okay, I didn't know about that. And then Sheldon wrote about free Wi-Fi. He says, yes, yes, and more yes. Home internet is just as important as a flushing toilet. Okay, so he thinks it should be a public utility. Yeah. This is about building society and creating an infrastructure of basic needs. Internet connection is just as important as running water. If you disagree, then I challenge you to take a step back and look at our information age and propose how people can connect, learn, and evolve without a connection to the outside world. Internet should be treated like a public utility.
Well, which you...
kind of said, yeah.
Yeah, kind of said that.
Bruce of Cuna says, I don't think 3,000 miles from Graceland was actually filmed here. There was a scene that claimed Boise, I think, but it wasn't our Boise. And that was on the list of movies set in Idaho but not filmed in Idaho that we had a little earlier.
So and there's right always Wayward Pines. The opening of that in the first year had Boise in it. They were still constructing the big building downtown.
And H.D. McCall says, the Don't Start a Fire with Fireworks ads are good. I'm afraid they may be preaching to the choir. Young dopes may not be listening.
Yeah. Like I say, I used to...
very possibly.
Up until this year, I set off fireworks, which would be probably not legal here. But we used to just soak our pasture up in Montana.
Yeah.
And then set our fireworks off in there.
My dad last night
turned
was telling me
a swamp.
My dad was telling me a story. He was about 13 years old in 1947, and he had saved up $12. You know, at that time, $12 a big
deal. That's a lot of money, yeah.
And sent away for some fireworks, and they came in two large crates. And he says, "I think we set off fireworks for about 6 weeks."
Yeah. So it was Drew Harold when he worked here.
Yeah.
The good doctor used to every year order, and I was one of his disciples.
Fun.
Yeah. Good stuff. All right, it's 9:55. Something to think about with Mike Rogers coming up next. Fly your flag on the 4th of July. I'll be a little patriotic. Won't kill you. Brought to you by Boise Church of Christ, where church is family. I'll see you next Wednesday.